Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist. The clinical patient last name is patient last name is Kennedy. First name is John. Date of visit is August 31, 2023. Date of birth is February 9, 1938. The next paragraph: a patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First, it was in 1957. Time a patient was in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. First, of a patient was working on 105 howitzer. Howitzer discharged. First up, a patient tells me that he was too close to the 105 howitzer. First up, there was a discharge. First up, and then there was an explosion. First up, this was during training and artillery training. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient fell to the ground. First up, a patient immediately loss of hearing. First up, patient could not hear. First up, patient has immediate confusion, disorientation when he woke up. First up, patient has significant ringing in the ears. First up, he has confusion. He was not able to understand. First up, he was not able to speak. First up, the symptom lasted the whole day. First up, patient had a second episode of traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 1957 in Denmark. First up, patient was a parachuting from an airplane. First up, when he landed, patient landed on the ground very hard. First up, patient fell down and hit the head. First up, patient immediate loss of consciousness. So first up, patient thinks he's out of consciousness for 5 minutes. First up, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. A patient has a significant hearing deficit. First up, a patient is not able to hear well. First up, patient has dizziness. First up, patient has balancing difficulty. First up, patient frequent falls. First up, patient also chronic headaches. First up, patient also very poor memory. First up, his memory is not as good as it used to be. However, he has profound hearing loss on both ears. First up, has constant tinnitus. Also vertigo symptoms. First up, patient has been taking vertigo medication and nausea medication. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently retired. First up, he is not working. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the patient was involved in a 105 howitzer, howitzer, discharge, during training, 1957. First up, a patient was too close to that explosion. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. First up, a patient woke up with severe hearing deficits. First up, patient's tinnitus in the ears. First up, patient ringing in the ears. First up, a patient has a confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient could not understand. Second episode was in 1957 in Denmark when he was parachuting out of an airplane. First up, he landed on the ground very hard. The first up, patient fell down, hit the ground with his head. The first up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. The first up, patient's confusion, disorientation. First up, patient, patient confusion, disorientation when he woke up. First up, currently on a MoCA examination, patient scored 23 out of 30. First up, patient missed all five and delayed recall. First up, patient significant memory deficit. First up, first up, patient also profound hearing loss and examination. First up, he's not able to hear me well. First up, I have to scream loud for him to hear during the examination. First up, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the chronic headaches, cognitive deficits, memory loss, gait disturbance, dizziness, tinnitus, these are all common signs, profound hearing loss, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks the identification.